Right. Which is your word?
What? My word is chain.
Okay.
Okay.
Please.
Well,
Camilla, go ahead.
I'm starting with the sound voices palette 12-year-old Africat. Which is, well, sounds in English are divided into counts into there are 24 consonantal sounds in English, and we can divide them depending on the noise component they make. We can divide them in obstruents and sonorants. In this case, it is an obstruent consonant because there is a complete closure at some point of the sound being produced, and there is a noise component, so it is an obstruent sound. Well, it is, at first, I will talk about the voice. It is voiceless. That means that the vocal cords are not vibrating. The vocal cords are not vibrating. I don't know why I wrote that there. The vocal cords are not vibrating, so they are in a held open position. In the case of being a voiced sound, which would be this one. The vocal cords would be brought sufficiently together to produce this vibration. Good. Or this voice. Well, it is palatovelvular. This is the place of articulation of the sound. The tip and blade of the tongue are making contact with the alveolar ridge, and the front of the tongue is making contact with the hard palate. And that's why it's called palatovelvular. And its manner of articulation is affricate, in which at some point of the production, the mouth the mouth is closed, and the second part of the sound friction is produced. The sound is produced with friction. In the drawing, we can see how the soft palate or velum is raised, and this means that the air passes through the oral cavity and it cannot pass it through the nasal cavity.
Good.
Which is the way in which nasal consonants expel the air when the sound is produced. Okay, I will follow with the diphthong. A. Well, at first I would like to try to define the diphthong. It is a vocoid element. This means that it is the nucleus of the syllable. The diphthong consists in the production of the diphthong consists in articulatory trajectory in which there is a change of quality, and I can represent it in the vocal chart. The vocal chart is a representation of the vowel system. It was created by Daniel Jones, and it is the most satisfactory way of representing the vowel system, and it can be compared with the vowels of any language. The position of vowels or of vocalic element in the vocal chart shows two factors or two characteristics: the distance between the tongue and the palate, which may be closed, mid-closed, mid-open, or opened, and it's the vertical movement. And it also shows in which part the tongue makes contact with the roof of the mouth.
Is there a contact in the production of vowels?
No.
Okay, what do you mean? Yes.
In which part there is narrowing or approximation
okay.
With the roof of the mouth, and okay. It could be front, central, or back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this case, it is a diphthong, and we can find vowel number 3,
mm-hmm.
which moves to vowel number 2, mm-hmm. then A. It is between the vowel number 3. It has its position between the mid-close and mid-open position and mm-hmm. front. And in this case, it is a closing diphthong. I mm-hmm. wanted to say this. It is a closing diphthong because the movement in the vocoid space occurs upwards.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of being, for example, the diphthong ear,
mm-hmm.
in which it would be a centering diphthong because the movement occurs from the periphery of the vocoid space to the central zone of it. All diphthongs in English are falling. Mm-hmm. This means that the prominent sound occur in the first moment, in the mm-hmm. first element.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of Spanish, for example, diphthongs may be raising or falling.
Mm-hmm.